Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the biggest stocks in tech and beyond. Today we're diving deep into Taiwan Semiconductor, ticker TSM, with a full comprehensive look at where this AI powerhouse stands right now. TSMC just delivered another blowout quarter that highlights how dominant the company remains in the global chip supply chain. Even with some post-earnings volatility and heavy CapEx plans, the underlying demand story for advanced semiconductors looks stronger than ever. Founded back in 1987 and headquartered in Hsinchu, Taiwan, TSMC operates as the world's leading pure-play foundry. It manufactures chips for everyone from Apple and Nvidia to AMD and Qualcomm, giving it unmatched scale and technology leadership at the most advanced process nodes. CEO CCY has steered the company through multiple tech cycles, and with over 65,000 employees, the firm continues to invest aggressively in both its home base and new U.S. facilities. Let's look at the revenue picture. In the most recent fiscal year, wafer sales accounted for the vast majority of the top line at roughly 3.27 trillion Taiwan dollars, while other products contributed another 536 billion. Geographically, the United States remains the dominant market at over 2.8 trillion Taiwan dollars, followed by China, Japan, and Europe. That U.S. exposure has grown even more important as AI-related demand from American hyperscalers accelerates. On the earnings front, TSMC crushed expectations again. Net income jumped 77% year-over-year in the latest quarter, with EPS coming in well above forecasts on the back of surging AI chip demand. Gross margins stayed robust near 62%, and the company has now posted 5 straight quarters of record profits. Management highlighted strong leading-edge wafer shipments and expanding operating leverage, though they did flag higher capital spending ahead. During the Q1 2026 earnings call, executives emphasized sequential revenue growth of 6.4% in dollar terms, driven by robust AI and high-performance computing demand. They noted that advanced process nodes now represent the majority of revenue and that capacity utilization remains high. Management also addressed the multi-year CapEx ramp, confirming plans to spend between $52 and $56 billion this year alone to meet compute constraints, while reiterating confidence in long-term margin sustainability despite short-term pressure from new technology ramps. Turning to the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets have grown to nearly 8 trillion Taiwan dollars with strong liquidity, reflected in a current ratio above 2.4. Operating cash flow reached 2.38 trillion Taiwan dollars last year, supporting free cash flow of over 1 trillion Taiwan dollars even after heavy capital expenditures. The company maintains a conservative debt-to-equity ratio around 17%, and continues to return capital through dividends, yielding just under 1%. On valuation, the model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,800, well above the current price hovering around $400. That implies substantial upside over a multi-year horizon, with the forward PE and supporting multiples suggesting the market has yet to fully price and sustain 30% plus earnings growth through the end of the decade. Of course, changing assumptions around growth rates or discount rates can move that number meaningfully, so you can run your own scenarios on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how sensitive the outcome is. Looking at the SWOT picture, TSMC's strengths center on its unmatched technology leadership, scale advantages, and sticky customer relationships in the AI supply chain. Weaknesses include geographic concentration in Taiwan and the enormous ongoing CapEx requirements. Opportunities lie in continued AI-driven demand and geographic diversification through US and other fabs, while threats come from intensifying competition by Samsung and Intel, plus potential geopolitical risks. On the performance chart, the stock has delivered impressive long-term results, with a 5-year gain exceeding 245%, though recent weeks show some pullback of about 9% amid broader semiconductor rotation and CapEx concerns. The 1-year return still sits near 62%, outpacing much of the sector. All told, TSMC remains one of the highest conviction ways to play the AI build-out, with structural advantages that look durable for years ahead. The post-earnings dip, might just be noise for long-term investors who believe the demand trajectory holds. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.